It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Very iconic day. We got Bandman Real in the building.
Word.
How you feeling, man?
I'm still. I'm amazed I'm in this bitch. You heard?
For real?
Oh, bro, this shit a dream. I ain't never think I was going to be on No Jumper. And I'm keeping it a stack.
That's lit. I appreciate that. I got to thank my boy Black Dave because he's been doing content with you from very early on.
You know what's crazy? He actually know my older brother and shit. It's crazy. Okay. Like he know my family. So it was just a small world and shit.
That's dope.
But he definitely showed a lot of love. He popped out in the hood and shit. I fuck with bro heavy.
Yeah, Dave's like a New York icon.
Nah, for sure.
Skateboarding, hip hop shit, all everything. That. Fire. All right, so yeah, you're coming from Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey.
Newark,
New Jersey.
The trenches. So,
it was gritty at.
Tell me a little bit about growing up in Newark.
Shit, for me, growing up in Newark was fun, you heard? Like, I was just doing kid shit, you know. You know, regular kid shit that all everybody doing, you kids, like, just be outside, like, feel me, ding-dong ditch, throwing rocks at cars, fighting, you feel me? Like, normal kid shit, feel me? Like,
right.
Well, as you get older, you know how that shit gets, just, feel me, just play at cars, right? Just,
but in retrospect, when you look at it, was it a pretty grimy upbringing?
It's very grimy. Like, Nook right now, even when I was younger, like, it always been crazy, like, I think we like the number 7 murder rate out of all of the states.
Really?
Like 6, some shit like that. Yeah, Newark is crazy. Like, you feel me? That's why I be out the West Coast, feel me, trying to be out the way.
Definitely. And I mean, it is kind of weird because tell me if it's still like this, but it was always kind of like the New York rappers would talk down on a rapper if he was from Jersey. Like,
because
obviously there are really nice suburbs and nice parts of Jersey, but it's a pretty good sized state. Like, where you're from and shit is not at all like that. Like,
at all.
What's your perspective on that?
At all. Like, that's one of the reasons why I started rapping, because, like, I was getting tired of niggas saying, like, oh, New Jersey just like a wash down New York. I'm like, my nigga, we don't sound nothing like y'all niggas, don't rap like y'all niggas. No offense, nobody from New York. It's just like, you feel me, we not y'all little brother. We not trying to be like y'all. We our own, you feel me? Just like y'all got y'all own thing. We got our own thing going on.
New Yorkers love New York so much that they just choose to hate on anybody like adjacent to it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with it though. You feel me? Right by your peoples, but you feel me? Like, that's not how we get over here.
There's a lot of parts, like, all right, somebody from Queens, who's like a fucking 2-hour subway ride from Times Square will be like, oh yeah, New York City, I'm from New York, yada yada. But you could be on like a 20-minute train ride away from the city. Realistically, it's like a short ass commute, and that's treated like it's like another fucking country.
No cap, no, that New York shit is different. Like, cause I think they got like boroughs or some shit. I don't know what it's called, but like, and they take the train. That shit is crazy. Like, that shit literally be like 20 minutes from each other.
But did you grow up going into the city a lot and stuff?
Nah, I just started going into the city like when I started like rapping and shit. I used to go up there like sometimes just here and there, like with the homies and shit, if we wanted to go, but I never really went up there too much.
Right, no, man. School field trips and shit like that?
Nah, I ain't going no field trips. I had grades.
So the field trips existed, you just weren't invited or didn't want to go?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't getting invited on no field trips at all. I think I probably went on about one field trip my whole life. I used to always get left at the school. I ain't get fucked though, everybody else leave, we in the school bullying, you heard? Skipping class, all that.
Right.
I ain't tripping.
So what were your parents like?
My mother was amazing. My father, you know, he cool. I respect him because, you know, he taught me a lot of stuff. From me, he taught me how to be a man, but I don't really got, like, the same relationship that I had with him.
He wasn't around as much?
He had left, like in the middle. He had, like, got another woman pregnant and shit.
Okay.
You feel me? So after that, it just, like, went, like, a little quiet, kind of.
Right. Were you, how'd you do in school, like, when you were younger and everything?
Like, grades-wise?
Or behavior-wise, I guess, in general.
Yeah, when I was young, I used to have crazy-ass anger issues. That's why I started boxing and shit. Before I was rapping, I was always boxing. But, like, when I was young, I used to have a crazy-ass temper around, like, 3rd, 4th grade. I used to go to Maple and shit.
Really? So you just swing on a classmate real quick?
When I was in 4th grade, shit crazy. I hit this nigga with a keyboard. We was playing motherfucking this fucking site is called Y8 on the motherfucking computer. I don't know what happened. Like, 4th grade said some shit. I just picked up the keyboard, whacked him. You heard? After that, you feel me? I was just cooling again in the boxing. But boxing really taught me like a lot of self discipline and shit. So over the years, like, it taught me a lot of discipline. It taught me how to, you feel me, correct myself, you feel me, move like, you feel me, how I'm supposed to.
Your parents, like, put you into boxing to help control your anger?
It was mainly my mother. Like, it was really, like, my mother, because she ain't, my mother, the type of mother's, like, she, like, you're not going to be in the house all day, but you're not about to be, like, you feel me, out, you feel me, doing what you doing, because she know what I would have been doing if I would have been outside my own.
No, that's real, though, like, the boxing thing, like, that's the exact kind of thing that the average kid growing up in a bad neighborhood needs. Yeah. It's, like, something to sink a lot of your effort and energy into. Like, I grew up riding BMX bikes, I was around skateboarders and shit, and I saw a lot of people who definitely would have become, like, drug dealers, locked up, armed robberies, whatever.
Like, boxing taught me so much.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're at the skate park 8 hours a day, and that becomes, like, a thing that fuels.
Yeah, that's how boxing was. Like, when I went to, when I first started boxing, I started boxing, I was, like, 9 years old. And I walked in the gym, and I met my coach, Mutai, and my other coach, Ali. They Muslim.
Right.
So, like, just off that, they Muslim. They already giving you that,
all about
that Muslim discipline off the rip. So, just over the years, you know, they just, like, I feel like Mutai, my boxing coach is, like they really was more like a father figure to me. Like, my father told me what I had to do, like, you feel me, like, what I had to do on some other shit. But my coaches was the ones that really led me and kept me in, like, the right direction and made sure I wasn't, you feel me, doing no bullshit out there.
When did you chill out on the boxing?
Right before this rap shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
All the time. I still be going to the gym and shit.
You got hands like that?
I ain't going to say too much. If any rapper want to box, you heard, I'm saying, any rapper want to box, wait. You got to be, like, my size, though, you heard.
Right, I ain't approximate weight,
like,
class, yeah.
I ain't talking about, like, no the baby and no shit like that. If you my size, bro, you not fucking me.
How tall are you?
I'm, like, 6'4", 6'5".
Okay,
like
how
that.
Much you weigh?
160.
That's crazy. You weigh, like, 80 pounds less than me, and we're the same height.
I'm telling you, I'm scrawny, you heard, so.
Right.
Anybody want to get it on, you feel me? Let's do it.
But that's really good for you, though, because if you were to end up doing a boxing match one day, you're going to be fighting against somebody who's the same weight as you, but they're definitely going to be way shorter than you.
You feel me? Like, I can't wait. I want to start doing boxing, because, like, I ain't with all this fraud boxing shit. Like, I'm against all that. Like, what's the nigga name? Logan Paul, and I ain't really with all that, bro, because, like, at the end of the day, them niggas is getting paid millions to just put on a show. Yeah, it's good business, but, bro, we got niggas that really been in the gym since they was two and not getting a dollar for this fight.
So you know a lot of people who are, like, this is their life, and they're struggling,
bro,
trying to make it
hood,
happen.
Bro, you don't know how many people that was boxing that was really their life, and they had to give it up because it was either financial problems, they was in the streets, you feel me? Like, it's just shit like that. Niggas don't just go to boxing. Like, I get it now, niggas is going to it to make money, but, like, that's not what the sport used for, like,
right.
In my eyes, at least.
I do think, though, that the one good thing you say about it, though, is that for a while there, it felt like the UFC was just completely just taking over boxing in terms of the popularity.
Oh, bro.
And I feel like the Logan Pauls and the KSIs, that they have kind of made the public have more interest
for sure,
in it.
Because, like, the youth, that's what they like, you feel me? Like, right now in boxing, like, it ain't really no, like, you feel me, excitement besides my son Javante. He is sharp. But other than that, like, it ain't really, like, you know how, like, back in the day, it used to be a Mike Tyson fight. Everybody hear about that bitch, you feel me? Or some shit like that. If it was a Mayweather fight, you feel me? Like, it's not really, like, one of those big, big names in boxing right now.
Definitely. But you still, like, follow it and, like, tune
Hell
into
yeah,
fights
bro,
and shit like that?
I watch every fight, bro. Shout out Shakur Stevenson. You heard you know Shakur, right?
It sounds familiar.
He, like, he professional boxer from Newark. Feel me? He raw. That nigga so talented. I watch him sparring everything.
Yeah.
But I be in tune with everything, bro. I love boxing. Like, that's, like, my second. Like, when I don't be one to do shit, fuck with some boxing or some shit. That's my only other interest besides this music shit. Like,
interesting. Yeah. So, okay, like, in high school, what was going on that, you know, led to you making music? Or how did this unfold?
Actually, my people started rapping and shit first. Like, my homies started rapping first and shit. And my man started rapping here. I dropped the triller and shit. He came to school the next day. Bitches was, my shit not fell off. Bitches was on his dick like, yo, da 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 da.
Off a triller?
Yeah, like off a triller. I'm like, oh, that's how they coming?
Right.
Said them, but I still ain't start after that. Like, what made me start is because, like, I was just hearing other people rap, and I'm like, yeah, nah, you fuck with that shit. I could make some shit way better than that. Ain't no way you fuck with that shit. I'm like, yeah, you feel me?
What kind of music were they doing at the time? Was it more like traditional rap?
Yeah, just like traditional, just rap, regular Fauna type beat off YouTube and feel me.
And who were you listening to at the time, though, that you would probably would have wanted to kind of emulate or sound like at all?
I never really wanted to sound like nobody, for real. I did listen to a few people. I didn't really want to sound like nobody, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But so then you get into it, like, how do you actually go about starting to make music, though?
Because I actually, like, my homies and shit, like, where I'm from in Nook, like, it's not really a lot of good studios and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, me, I'm the type of nigga, if it ain't working, I'm going to go do it myself. So I invest all my money. I built a studio in my closet. So it wasn't even for me at the time. It was just for the homies. Every time they'll come over, you feel me, I record them and shit. I'm just learning, feel me? I'm learning the engineer shit for them, feel me? Because this day shit. Then I'm like, after like quarantine hit and shit, all the boxing gyms closed. You can't even work out or nothing. It's just in the crib every day playing the game, bored as hell. I start smoking, I ain't gonna lie. I stopped smoking probably about eighth grade year for the boxing. During quarantine, I'm like, fuck, I'm not about to just sit in this house, be bored as hell all day.
Experiment with my mind.
Then after that, I was just looking at the studio and shit. I'm like, bro, this shit right here. Like, I'm just thinking, like, nigga, a lot of people don't have the access to a studio in their house. Like, use that shit.
Right. But were you like doing some drill type shit? I know you weren't into the Jersey Club type shit that early,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I wasn't into the Jersey Club shit that early. I was doing more like, Like my first song that I dropped was called Preach. It was because Long Live D-Lo, he had passed and shit. That's not who the song was about, but the song was about my brother and shit. I dedicated the whole song about him. Like, I never really wanted to rap to like make a, like when I first started, I was rapping about like shit that I was really going through, like on some pain shit.
Right.
Feel me? So like that was like a storytelling. So then like once I put that song out and shit, and my other man's D-Lo passed and shit, and like niggas was telling me like, yo, D-Lo wanted to do, you feel me? Da 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 da. For me, that's when I just started taking it serious, because when he had passed away, he was just, for me, like, he never really told me he was fucking with my music. So, like when somebody else had told me that they told him, it was just like, oh, nah, I got to keep doing this shit.
Right, definitely.
So.
Josh, Ding Dong? Okay, so once you, like, fully get going, though, like, mm-hmm. like what was, like, did you feel like you had talent right from the beginning, or?
Nah, I really did have talent from the beginning, because, like, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, rapping and music just always been in me. Like my father was a DJ. I got 11 brothers, like, about 10 of them rap.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, you feel me? So, like,
that's wild.
Yeah, like, in my hood, like, my older brothers had the whole shit on lock, like, with the Soul South movement. They had a whole movement called Soul South. My brother used to have a camera, so I used to sneak in his room, look at the camera videos. They used to have the money, bitches, all that shit, you feel me? Like, I used to be trying to be a fake little rapper when I was young and shit, but, like, I knew I wasn't going to be no rapper. But, like, I don't know, I just fucked with it, I guess.
So people start fucking with it, though? Like, how long did it take before you started getting some positive reactions?
I started getting positive reactions after, like, my third song. I ain't going to style, like... Like, when I first started dropping shit, they was dick around me. I ain't gonna style. It was like, I heard it was, because I was still in school at the time. I'm like, I heard it was chatting in the school that my shit was ass. I'm like, oh, all right, say no more. Once I heard that, like, once I heard my shit was ass, that's when I really started going hard. Like, I remember this one bitch, her name was like Pauline or some shit like that. I'm sorry, da 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 da. Yes, I'm still on this. Fuck you talking about?
Her name was Pauline?
Some shit like that. I don't even know you heard.
Pauline.
I'll never forget this day. Like, it was quarantine. And,
like, Jolene.
Yes, I don't know, Poly. Some shit like that. It was the first day of quarantine, and she had posted some shit on the gram. She like, da-da-da-da, tell that fake-ass scamming nigga Bandman his music ass.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Say no more. I ain't even say nothing back to her. You were. I just, from that point on, I had a screenshot of that shit, and my next post was like, watch, I ain't even gonna say no more. I'm about to just lock in, and that's exactly what I did. For like the next 6 months, I ain't dropped no song, just straight studio every day, working on that shit, you feel me? Then... that's when I start putting out music.
And you felt like you were really, like, getting better dramatically during that time?
I knew I was getting better because even the homies was telling me, because, like I told you, I wasn't the one that was rapping first.
Right.
So, like, when I was showing the homies the music, and I could tell by reaction and shit, they like, oh, nah, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, right, I'm going to just keep doing this shit, then fuck it.
Right. Bro. Damn, high school sounds grimy, man. You got girls just hating on your dreams, on their stories.
Man, fuck them bitches. Everybody, all them bitches at high school, they look hit anyway, so it don't even matter.
Yeah. Nah, that's real. Once you get into showbiz or whatever, you start to, like, realize that all the chicks that you thought were hot in high school are actually ugly as fuck.
Ugly as hell, bro.
Imagine being me. I'm 38.
Damn.
Them bitches are definitely washed now.
I can only imagine. I mean, you good, though. And you being that porn shit, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, I ain't gonna style. I'm trying to get in it.
Yeah, I'm like...
Oh, bro, I'm about to get in it.
Imagine being 38, though. I'm like the last person probably who's really got like this crazy, fun life, still like meeting all these new people. All this
but
shit.
You
like,
Adam, though.
I'm Adam, I know.
You Adam. So it's not like you're a regular 38-year-old.
But you're average 38-year-old white guy.
Yeah, average 38-year-old white guy, that's probably miserable.
Your life has already slowed down a lot at a certain point. Hell yeah, I'm out here with Bandman Real.
Bro, I'm out here with Adam.
Bro. So where'd you get the name from?
Because I was always about some money.
Okay.
It's crazy. My mother used to call me when I was, I used to go around the house. I used to steal everybody's shit, put a suit on, put it in a box, and try to sell it back to them in the house. Thought I was beating the system. My mother used to call me Baby Hustler.
Hmm.
And then after that, you feel me? I just was all my life, I was just on some money shit. So like, Bandman, that's just, I said Bandman Real. I ain't gonna say my name, but Bandman Real.
What do you think all the other Bandmans out there?
I fuck with Bandman Kevo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, I watch a lot of his, what's it called?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
YouTube videos.
Like investment shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I fuck with, you feel me? Cool. I fuck with him. That's the hard way I fuck with him. I've been trying to hit him too. You feel me? Answer my DM, my nigga. Fuck wrong with you.
I'll have him tap in for sure. But, okay. So, like, was there a specific moment where it went from, like, you had a little buzz going, like, locally to, like, your music videos really actually taking off? Or how does that happen?
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. I always had, like, I always been popular in Newark because, like, I'm just a funny nigga. Like, I got a good personality. You feel me? So, like, Let's say a bitch is fighting after school, everybody recording it like this. Nigga, I'm running up to that shit, recording like this. Selfie mode, you heard, going viral, no cap.
That was been me
you
for sure.
Me? Like, you feel me? So I always been popular and shit. So I always had like a fake little following. Not like what really kicked it off is I just started doing TikTok. Mm. Like, you feel me? I seen niggas going off on TikTok. So I'm like, fuck it, mine's not. And then my TikTok went from like, I had like 200 followers. That shit went from like 200 to like 100K in the matter of a month or some shit like that.
Damn.
I'm like, nah, yeah, I got to keep doing this shit.
And you started seeing the numbers really going up on YouTube for sure. And everything
like,
as well?
Especially like when I first dropped my first song, Heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
That shit went. That was like the first ever club. Bro, niggas be saying that. Bro, niggas be saying they invented this club shit. Come on, cuz, cut it out. Niggas know who the godfather of this shit is. You heard nobody was rapping on club beats before Bandman.
Really?
And everybody know that.
So you, who else deserves any credit?
Nobody. Only people that deserve credit is niggas that's from Jersey, because the niggas that's from Jersey know what's going on. And it's a few other niggas too. Nah, it's no way. Oh, wait, hold up. Actually, I just said some bullshit. I am going to give credit to Baltimore. Baltimore definitely got their own club scene for sure. Chicago, they got their own club scene for sure. But I ain't gonna style. I can't give it to Philly. I ain't gonna lie. Like, y'all niggas is like saying y'all like created this and did that. Like, bro, y'all niggas ain't, come on. Y'all doing dances that cause niggas will send me videos of these niggas dancing, like trying to do the dances like way before this TikTok shit even blew off. And now y'all just trying to act like y'all just made this shit. Like,
okay. So I had Too Rare on the podcast the other day.
I watched the whole thing.
And do you feel like he's kind of the other person that's getting credit for this movement or what?
Yeah, I don't know why he getting credit as far. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not a hater. Too Rare definitely is doing his thing right now. You heard, he got the shit with Dirt, that shit going off. You feel me? And he bringing a lot of people together. You feel me? And a good vibe. You feel me? Like, I fuck with that. But it's like, I don't have no problem. I don't care that he's going up. That doesn't phase me. It's just the fact that you're not about to go around saying that you started some shit or that you was the first rapper to do some shit and you know you wasn't. Like, how you the first rapper to do some shit when you was asking me how to do it? Like, that don't make sense.
You got the DM, like, receipts?
I mean, bro, I got all of it. I'm not about to do that up here because, like, I'm not no, like, no right. Hoe ass nigga. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't want to rap beef with nobody. Like, I got too much shit going on where I'm from, you heard? I'm just staying the real. Like, I'm done holding my tongue and not saying shit because niggas in Jersey on my ass for not saying it.
Right.
You feel me? So, like, I've been trying to keep quiet, but, like, bro, like, this shit got to stop. And it's not even like, Like, people been stealing from Jersey for years, like years and years. And you feel me? Like, it's time for somebody to speak up, and it's going to be me, you heard? Like, we not doing that shit no more. Like,
damn, that's crazy. Because, yeah, I mean, all right, I'm going to be real with you. I feel like the sound of hip-hop has been a little boring.
Exactly.
Maybe the last year
and
or so.
I brought the excitement back in this bitch.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, bro. And it be pissing me off because, bro, niggas don't understand what, like, niggas really don't get what I had to go through to get here. Like, where I'm from, it's so treacherous. Like, niggas don't club dance no more. Mm. Niggas don't, bro, if you was club dancing, they'd be like, what, you better go pick up a gun. You better go hop in that car. Like, when I first did this shit, niggas was not fucking with this shit at all, bro.
Right.
At all, feel me? I had to work my way up, you feel me? I had to make niggas fuck with me, you heard? I really had to make niggas fuck with me. Like, when I started this shit, it was zero people on my side. I had to get the whole world to fuck with me before... Where I'm from, fuck them, you heard?
It's interesting because rap always goes through these phases where it gets super, super gangster and evil. Yeah. And then it'll get kind of like either lighthearted or artistic, mm-hmm. or like something will have to come in that kind of shakes up the system, yeah. and gives the fans like the other side of shit. Mm-hmm. And we've really seen that where like all of the most popular music, granted there's some Kendricks and J. Cole's and shit, but a huge percentage of the popular artists are like real deal street rappers who are like in gangs, have cases, etc.
And that's the thing. What I'm saying is, I don't want to say that's the only music that could go up, it's sad that that's the main genre that goes up, but like, bro, like, you gotta realize that it go up for a reason, like the shit that niggas be saying in their song, like, this is shit that really be going on, and like, shit that we really, like, deal with on a day-to-day, and some of this shit don't even be asked for, like, my life changed so much in 2 years, just off how I got clout and who I associate myself with and who I hang with. Like, some people don't even ask for the street shit. It just come.
Mm.
Like, you feel me? So, like, I never, the street shit, I never really was into it, you feel me? But, like, I understand it, like,
right.
You feel me? And that's why I got this far because, you know, I play my cards right.
But your music is kind of interesting because it's not like you have soft-ass lyrics or whatever, but then the sound of it is so energetic
you gotta turn
and kind of fun that it's like it sort of makes you forget about the fact that you might have just said some crazy shit.
And that's what I'm saying. That's my purpose. Like, it's like I might say this and that, but like, bro, like, that's just how I'm feeling at the time. I'm sorry, but that's not the purpose of the song. The purpose is for you to turn this bitch on, and we gonna turn up till this bitch turn off. You feel me? Like, it just is what it is.
Right.
And I'm not trying to make no biggest, like Heartbroken, I intentionally wanted that song to go up. Like, I intentionally made that song for it to be a dance song. Like right now, I'm not trying to make no biggest TikTok song or none of that, bro. I'm just saying what I'm going through on these beats, and they just club beats because I'm from Jersey, bro. This is what we do.
Right. Damn. I mean, it's a crazy-ass sound, honestly. Like, okay, if you're driving around in the car, how long can you listen to that kind of music before you need to switch it up? Because sometimes if I'm listening to it for more than, like, 15, 20 minutes, I feel like I might have a heart attack.
That's a
like,
good question.
It's just so intense. Like, I wish I still got fucked up, because I can't even imagine being off of Molly in the club at 3 a.m. hearing that shit.
Style.
I might actually have a seizure.
But, nah, I ain't going to lie to you. I could probably listen to club music for about as long as I want to turn up.
Okay.
You feel me? So when it turn up, I'd probably, for me, turn on some other shit.
Mm. What do you listen to when you want a more low-key vibe?
Low-key vibe. I mean, I got hella unreleased music. I got, like, thousands of songs. So I really be listening to me, for real.
Mm.
But, like, when I just want to listen to some chill shit, I'd probably throw on some YB.
Mm.
Feel me? Throw on some Baby, some shit like that. I don't know.
Okay. That makes sense. So, what age were you when you actually got into the music shit and kind of left the streets behind?
Let's get that clear. I was never in the streets. I'm just a nigga that's from the streets.
I heard you were a scammer.
I don't know where you heard that from. He's bugging it, you heard?
I heard you like logged into your teacher's account and bought yourself some Balenciagas on your teacher's fucking credit card or something.
Cause that did happen. I still don't even know how the fuck do you know that? Like, how, that's what I want to know. Like, how did that even get out?
But honestly, I did these notes like 3-4 days ago, and I can't remember why I wrote that down.
Unfortunate events. Okay. Unfortunate events. But yeah, that was, you know.
Those are the Balenciagas? Any, are those Balenciagas?
No. Yeah, these Balenciagas.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Those were bought on your teacher's dime?
Nah, cuz. I don't condone no illegal activities. That was back when I was, you know. feel me? I'm a rapper now. I don't get into none of that stuff.
Right, but that shit is super common. Like, that stuff is crazy popular in Jersey or what? From what you hear?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's going stupid. Actually, it's going real stupid in Jersey from what I hear.
Right, definitely. Why are we not cuffing no strags?
Who the fuck want to cuff a strag? A strag is like a whole bop dot. You feel me? Who the fuck wants to cuff one of them? You feel me? You can't cuff. You can fuck one of them.
Right.
You can't cuff that.
So you can't turn a strag into a housewife?
Yeah, but I'm lame. I just turned 20 a couple of days ago. It's too early for that, you heard? Like, I'll probably turn a little hoe to a housewife. I'm probably like 28, 29.
Right.
You heard? But not yet, you.
You just full demon mode right now?
What? Nah, I'm not going to stop. Right now, I got a little shorty right now.
You know? Oh, you do? Okay.
I got a little shorty right now.
Right.
I ain't going to be on DM line. You feel me? I'm trying to cool it.
Right. A lot of people.
I got too many problems because of females, yo.
A lot of people are real concerned about body count these days. You care about that? Do you ask a girl early on?
Nah, I really don't care. Like, the more bodies, the better for me because I like a female that's experienced. I'm not even going to style.
See,
like,
that's the right attitude, I think.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't care about none of that bodies. I hope you got more bodies so you ain't not fucking.
I just hope I don't know the bodies.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I don't really want it to be
that's
the guy
fact.
Who lives
I
next door.
I don't know nobody that if I know your bodies. You feel me?
Right. Like, if I met a girl and, you know, she's 25 and she fucked 40 dudes her whole life, but I don't know who the fuck they are, then it might as well be zero as far as I'm concerned.
You don't know them niggas.
But that's if you fucked academics, if you fucked DJ Vlad, we got a problem. I'm going to be thinking about it too much. You know?
No cap.
If they're in your field, it feels different, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Right. For sure. Nah, I gotta watch these bitches, man.
But a strag is like a straggler, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's how like the older people, they used to call them stragglers. We just call them strags.
Right. Okay.
Bro.
But what helps elevate a girl beyond being a strag?
What helps elevate a girl beyond being a strag? Just fucking like do good for yourself. Like want to do something. Like go do hair. Go do nails. Stop sucking dick. Like go do something productive. Like.
Like when a girl seems like that's her whole mission in life is basically to just slurp dudes up.
We in Cali right now. You be seeing them bitches on what's that street called?
Figueroa.
Yeah, understand. They be getting to it out there. Some bitches got different ambitions. If you want to be a strat, go down Fig. I don't blame you. Get out how you live.
You went over there?
Nah. Yes, I did. I went my cameraman, Tegan.
Just to look around?
I never knew what it was. He like, yo, I'm about to take you somewhere. I get in the car, right? We driving. On my mother, I seen the most fattest shit I seen in LA. I'm like, where we at, cuz?
There ain't nothing like that in the tri-state.
I never knew about it. I'm like, how this shit legal?
You don't even have strolls like that in Jersey where they're just...
Hell no.
No?
Hell no.
Okay, yeah.
Hell no. They own that shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know how they got that out here.
It's crazy that they just have like one area that they're like, all right, y'all go there. And I hear the cops like don't even really pull up unless it's like young kids.
No.
Like young ass girls will be there and they'll pull up. Or like, I don't know, maybe if there's like a shooting or some crazy violence. But for the most part, they just let them rock
That's
over there.
Crazy. I don't know how they be letting that shit go.
I got a friend, T-Rell. He grew up over there. So that was the backdrop to his childhood.
That's crazy, cuz. Wish I did have some shit like that in Jersey.
You think you would have tapped in ever?
I probably would have owned that shit.
Let me get this $50 off.
Bro, like, I need you to come over. Nah, I ain't talking about that.
You wouldn't sample the product?
I'm going to be the, you heard, go do that win for $50 and get my $25. You heard? I'm going to be the, bro. And then when you done, then you can come yuck my shit and go back on the block.
My shit.
You heard? What is that?
All right, do you feel like... Because obviously you don't make like traditional drill music, but there's kind of like a movement against drill music.
I don't make drill music at all. That's why I don't really like to categorize as drill music at all. I just like to call it club.
Right.
Jersey club. I'm just rapping on Jersey club beats.
But is it kind of a balance though? Because it's like club makes you think fun and energetic and not controversial necessarily. And then when you think drill music, like all the biggest drill rappers have basically been like dissing their ops and talking about crazy shit in the music, right?
That's true, but, like, at the end of the day, like, shit, bro, I don't want my shit to be labeled as drill music. That shit already got a bad, like, and then at the end of the day, once I get to a certain, like, I'm not going to be doing that no more. I'm going to be on some real-life club shit. Like, I'm trying to tap in with the UK. Like, I'm trying to really go on some, like, global shit. So, like, at the end of the day, this shit just club. That drill shit, like, the drill... They try to get you with the drill shit because they try to put you in a category. And once you're in a category, you can't get out.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I just rap on club beats. That's it.
For sure. Who would you want to work with, though? Because you mentioned UK before you even mentioned any New York rappers. You feel like they're more on the type of time that you're on?
The New York rappers kind of on their own time. Like, They got their drill wave and shit. Like, now they start, you know what's crazy? That shit fucking crazy, right? Remember how we was just saying earlier how New York niggas used to be like, oh, Jersey niggas, the fucking roles reverse. Now these niggas hopping on the Jersey club beats.
That's starting to happen?
What? Is it? My nigga, when this shit really crazy because, like, I feel like I manifested this shit because, like, I used to be arguing with niggas all the time. Like, yo, my nigga, we don't. Like, we got our own sound. Like, we got our own, feel me? Like, they be like, no, y'all just be trying to be like New York. No. I'm like, all right, say no more. When my shit bust off and I showed niggas, because that's really what I did. I gave Jersey a blueprint.
Right.
There was no blueprint in Jersey. Like, every other state, like, if you want to be a New York, if you from New York, you go do drill. You Chicago, you go do drill. You from Atlanta, you go do that. You feel me? Like, you had a blueprint to follow. Nobody never popped from Jersey. Like, I made history when I did this shit. You feel me?
But I'm glad that you're telling me all this, because then in, like, a few months when I hear some, like, you know, New York drill rappers and they rapping on the
beats,
I'm gonna know where it came from.
Don't let nobody lie to you, bro. I got 9 million people in Jersey that could back me when I say this. I started this club shit. I'm the nigga that got every. I'm not going. Unicorn is somebody from EO. He's the first person to ever rap on a club beat. He older. This was like, I think it was like 7 years ago. It was a minute ago. I didn't even know about him until like people told me about him after and shit. That's the only way I know. But then I tapped in with him. You feel me? What you supposed to do? Pay homage.
Right.
I tapped in with him. We did a song. Dropped a video. You feel me? We locked in ever since. You feel me?
Do you have to be cautious with who you associate yourself with in terms of New York? Because there's a lot of politics and shit. Is that something you thought about?
This is what I tell everybody, and this is why I fuck with EK so much. This is why I tell everybody in New York, bro. I'm from across the water, bro. We got our own shit going on. We don't even want to worry about that. You feel me? And I'm pretty sure y'all don't want to worry about us neither. Like, who the fuck wants to beef with somebody at 40 minutes to an hour away?
Right.
Fuck, what are we beefing for? Like, right. Feel me? So that's why I don't even politic, but that's why I fuck with EK so much, because everybody think, niggas be thinking EK is just like some ignorant, da da da. But like, yo, me and this nigga be talking. That nigga be like, yo, I remember, shout out C Blue too. I don't know if you know who C Blue is. I fuck with C Blue.
Yeah. He had that crazy ass case.
Yeah.
Right.
Who?
Isn't that the dude who fucking, the cop tried to take his gun and he shot the cop by accident?
Oh, yeah. That shit was crazy.
And then he beat it?
Nah, he did beat that shit.
Which is
he
insane. I don't know how.
Okay. You heard your dad, I ain't gonna say it to us. But look, I fuck with C Blue though. Yeah, I commented on my shit. EK was like, I seen C Blue. I commented. So I'm like, yeah, you feel me? He's like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. Do that shit with him. You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie. If you gotta do that shit, you heard that shit gonna take you further. You feel me? At the end of the day, I got my own shit going on. That shit don't got nothing to do with you.
Right.
Feel me? Like, and like, you feel me? Like, when he said that shit, like, that shit showed me, like, bro, this nigga not no fucking, like, he does not know one of these ignorant kids. Like, he got sense, bro. Like,
some people, like, can't see past the drama that they're in right now.
Like, that's all they know. Like, a lot of niggas never been out the hood. A lot of niggas never been nowhere. Like, so all they know is when a nigga that's not from the hood, or if somebody else do some fake hood shit, all they gonna do is respond in some hood shit, because that's all they know.
You see Shy EK getting on Kodak today?
Yeah, I seen that shit. I'm actually on that song. It's me, EK, and Kodak.
Holy shit. Yeah. How did that happen, though? It's like what he described, what Kodak said, where basically they had the old verse.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but I know for one thing, EK never wanted to be on that song.
Okay.
So, like, EK never wanted to be on that song. And I don't know how it got to us. I heard it was sent to us. I heard motherfucking Kodak wanted to hop on the club wave.
Oh.
That's what I heard. I ain't saying that's what it was. I'm just telling you what people told me.
He fucks with a lot of underground sounds and shit. I can see it.
I ain't really question it. So EK put his verse up there. I put my verse up there, and then the label said it was green. So I guess everything was green. Like I said, I ain't from NY. I don't know the politics, so... you feel me? That shit crazy, though. I feel like the labels probably be doing that shit on purpose. They probably be wanting niggas to do this shit.
But when Kodak laid the scenario out, it did make sense that he had done the verse for Davies, and then that shit happened where Kodak was saying something about Lauren London after Nipsey passed, and so they never put it out. And that's why the verse was still sitting around.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that kind of makes sense.
That do make sense.
Yeah. And maybe the team is thinking like, oh, Shy EK, we give him a Kodak verse, boom,
like
he'll be lit.
Yeah, and it's like a new, you never really, and that's the thing. These labels don't really be knowing, like, that's why I be saying like these labels gotta start like really look like really paying attention, bro, because like they the ones that's really influencing what's going on,
and they don't realize that,
and they don't realize it.
Kodak got a dog in the fight because he's got 22G signed. So all of a sudden, I don't even know the fucking who likes who, but at some point.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, that's why I stay on my side of the water. Right. I don't know. That's too much. And, like, that's crazy over there, and it's just as crazy wild as what it is on my side. So it's just right. I don't even do the politics. You heard that? I don't know what's going on right now. All I know is the label fucked up. That's what everybody's saying. Mm. Everybody just saying the label fucked up. I don't know who labeled, just some nigga got a label fucked up.
How do you feel about, like, who's putting on for Jersey? Who's representing pretty good right now?
I'm representing for Jersey. I'm the biggest artist in Jersey right now, probably besides Coi Leray.
Good point.
But I ain't going style. I got Jersey. Nobody in Jersey is coming like me. Like, especially when I'm from Newark. Like I told you earlier, bro, I made history when I signed my deal, bro. Mm. And nobody, who the fuck was the last person to come from Newark? Redman? Like, bro, like, this shit crazy.
I grew up on Redman. That was a long time ago.
I really beat the odds, bro. Niggas told me, yo, the industry don't want to hit that club shit. My nigga, stop dropping that shit. Now I'm signed. Where you at? In the trap. Fuck you talking about, my nigga?
How did signing change your life, though?
Shit. Shout out my boy Steve-O. Steve-O from Jersey. I signed the one. It changed my life because, like, when I started doing this music shit, like, it started giving me, like, different outlooks and, like, and shit on, like, and I just really, like, just started sitting back and, like, yeah, nah, I could really do something with this shit, like.
Right.
And then, like, I love money. Like, I never really wanted to be no rapper for real. Like, I love rapping, though. It's crazy. Like, I'm just a get money nigga that rap.
Right.
But I love rapping, though, and I'm very good at it.
It's just your best possible way of getting money right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, the lowest risk.
Lowest risk, too.
It's not like,
but it's not like I'm
birds.
Just doing it for the money, though, because I really love making music, because, like, me, I don't really talk to people like that shit. Like, I'm talking to you because you Adam and shit. Other than that, I don't really be talking to people and shit like. So, like, I just be going in the stool, like, and just talking on that shit. And then you going to find out what you did by the time you hit a song.
Right. What's the fan base like, though? Because I feel like you probably got a lot of girls who fuck with the shit and, like, young kids. Yeah, like, it's probably a very diverse fan base.
The whole Jersey fucks with it because, like, it's Jersey Club. Like, that's what we grew up on since we was kids.
Whereas a lot of drill artists, it's like their fan base is mostly, like, dudes their age from their area.
Or
like white kids who like watching crazy shit, right?
Well, the best thing about the club wave is both.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, I get the love in the area, and I get crazy love from the white kids too and shit like that. You feel me?
Right. Who just want to have fun.
Yeah, it's all love. You feel me? Like, and that's why I love the club shit, because, like, I don't want to be known as no drill niggas. At the end of the day, that's not what I'm trying to push. That's not the message I'm trying to push through. Like, you feel me? I'm just trying to make this music. You feel me? Make sure my little bros right with this music, have them doing it the right way too. So then we don't gotta go through all this other shit these rappers we going through.
Right. What about this video I saw you punching a dude in high school back in the day? I'm pretty hyped that I get to, like, research a rapper and go see what they were doing in 11th grade.
Hey, yo. I don't even know what video you're talking about.
You look pretty good. You were sturdy. Boom. He got wobbled.
Oh, you probably talking about when I smacked the shit out of that nigga Charlamagne. I had, like, on a blue polo.
Yeah,
we was slap boxing shit. Yo, that nigga Charlamagne, when I was in school, cuz, I used to never want to slap box.
He just looked like Charlamagne, so you call him Charlamagne?
Nah, his name is Charlamagne.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? Like, I used to go to school with him and shit.
All right.
He one of them niggas, like, I don't know what be wrong with some niggas. You ever tell somebody that you could fight and they just want to fight you?
Mm.
Like, he one of them niggas that, like, he knew that I could box, but he just wanted to slap box me.
Right.
And I used to tell him no every time. I'm like, nah. That one time, I'm like, all right, come on, let me just smack you right quick so you could, you feel me, stop asking this shit.
Damn, all right. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We already talked about the boxing thing.
Yeah,
so.
Bro.
Also, I seen you fuck with my boy Warhol. How'd y'all tap in?
It's motherfucking, you know, some crazy shit. I been knew who Warhol was and shit.
He was one of
I was tapped, but that's what
I think
I'm saying.
It was the first Lyrical Lemonade video. Or at least,
for real?
If it wasn't the first, it was close.
I don't know. I've been in tune with the scene, like, you feel me, like, when, like, X was around, Warhol, you know, all of them was around. I was in tune with the scene and shit. So, like, my boy Speedy, he from the Rack and shit. That's, like, his bro. Like, that's, like, his right-hand mans and shit. Speedy, like, my mans and shit. So, like, we just got in the stew. And then motherfucking, he made that shit. I ain't gonna style. He was on that bitch snap. I'm like, oh, this a new Warhol. I ain't gonna style.
Right. He changed his voice up and shit.
Oh, maybe, I don't know, like, yeah, and I said he changed a lot, because I ain't going to style, like, when he was, or it's just because he got older or some shit. But nah, like, that shit crazy. I was like, oh, yeah, we could make, I ain't going to lie, like, that song right there, I fuck with that song so much.
Definitely not.
I definitely fuck with that song.
That was a hard one. I noticed my kid was like going crazy to your music. Like she was literally just running around the house and jumping up and down.
No cap. That every time you turn my music on, the kids always go crazy. The kids, babies, it's, I don't know, maybe it's the beat or something, but and they be watching the video, all they see is us wilding. You
right.
feel me?
And I wonder what it's going to do to like these kids' brains, because I don't know if they're going to be able to get older and listen to slower music, because they're going to be brought up listening to faster and faster rap music, you know?
I mean, that's not true, because like I said, I'm from Jersey. I grew up on Jersey Club.
Right.
So it's like, I still, feel me, listen to anything.
Mm.
Feel me?
Definitely.
Niggas should be all right.
For sure. All right, so what's your plan going forward? Like, you got any big moves that you're plotting on?
I'm about to drop my tape in October. Can't say the date because I don't know it, but I just know it's dropping in October and shit. I don't really be on shit, bro. I just really be working, bro. Like, just working. That's it. That's my plan. Just keep working till this shit really work.
Nah, it's been dope to witness, and I'm impressed, man. So you're pushing a crazy ass sound, and I'm interested to see where you could take it. Yeah,
Drake hopped on it, bro.
Right.
Bro, you don't even like. I'm not.
You taking credit for the whole tape?
No, I'm not taking credit for the tape. I'm not even Drake. On the other hand, Drake is an established artist, so that's what he does. Like, you feel me? When you a big enough artist like that, that's what you gotta do. Like, he do that with a few artists. You feel me? I'm not mad that Drake did it. It's just like, I'm just like, bro, if you was gonna do it, you could have at least like just tapped in with the right people. You feel me? Like,
right.
Feel me? But like, I fuck with it because it brought a lot of attention on the sound. Like, I appreciate him for bringing a lot of attention on the sound. But it's just like Jersey, we just feel like. If you was going to do it, like, you could have at least tapped in with Jersey, bro.
Well, he put your boy in the video, right?
Yeah, you feel me? So, like, it is what it is, though. Like, at the end of the day, Jersey, we've been going through this shit for so long. We don't need niggas now. I'm going to do it now, so.
Right. I mean, I feel like.
Shout out to Drake, though.
Think about it, though. Drake took such a risk by putting out such a different project. I feel like when I say the sound of hip-hop has gotten kind of stale, and there's a lot of people who feel like there's something that's going to come and shake it up, that album was kind of like his bet that, like, okay, I think that this might be the sound of the future, so I'm going to dip my toe in early.
Dip his toe in right
Not
in.
Even dip his toe in. He just dove right in the pool.
Right in.
Put out a whole project, yeah.
But it is what it is, though, man. Shout out to Drake. You feel me? I fuck with him. It's just, for me, could have tapped in.
For sure. Shout out Drake. Shout out Bandman Real. Appreciate you coming on here and telling us about the movement.
Appreciate you for having me, bro. You heard, like,
no
I
doubt.
Ain't gonna stop. Like I said, I'm still amazed I'm in this bitch, bro.
I need you to go back to Jersey and tell all the strags that Adam 22 kept it real with you.
No, I need you to go to wherever you do the porn star castings and tell them get Bandman in that motherfucker. I ain't gonna stop.
Give me some cards, like business cards. I'll pass them out to the chicks.
Say no more. I'm gonna have a picture of me, no shirt on, hockeyed up, you heard? Like this Bandman right here, just give it to him. What's that?
I got you. It's a plan.
Say no, boy.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you again, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
Already.
Bandman Real.
My boy.
No Jumper.
Already.
Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Turn my man up on Spotify, Apple Music, all that shit. Appreciate you, man.